listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is a show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Kathleen Garrido, is in the house. Welcome. Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any more finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebrating today. Some of them are just things that I don't want to celebrate, so I'm not going to even mention them. One of them that I don't want to mention, but I will because some people find this interesting. National Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. Yeah, come on. I mean, if you're watching us on Ron Siegel Radio, any of our socials, or the AM 1490 ABC News and Talk video feed, you know that I need a dietitian and a nutritionist, but I digress. I don't do that. National Pack Your Lunch Day. I don't know about that one either. I don't do that either. I find there's plenty of restaurants open. I'll go with this one, National Blueberry Popover Day. Not that I like blueberry popover so much, but hey, could go with Mario Day, so I think we'll just stick with National Blueberry Popover Day. Now, I'm not going to be a broadcasting tomorrow. I got a conference, so there is a morbid celebration tomorrow. Tomorrow is actually, you ready? You can't make this stuff up. National Funeral Director and Mortician Recognition Day. So does that mean the corpses recognize these people? I don't know. How many times does a corpse get to see a funeral director? Yeah, that wasn't a very good one, was it? National Oatmeal Nut Waffle Day. Can I just get an oatmeal nut cookie instead? I guess we better get on with the world. What's going on in the market? Dow Jones now up 393 points. S&P 500 up 27 points. NASDAQ up 60 points. Oil's down 58 cents a barrel. Do you think that's going to matter in Calizuela? Do you think it's going to help our gas prices in Calizuela? Well, the national average gallon of gasoline is $2.81. Would you like to pay $2.48? Not in Calizuela. That's in Mississippi. I wouldn't mind paying $3.53 because that's not in Calizuela either. I would, but I'd be very happy to go to Hawaii and pay $3.53 a gallon. But being in here in Calizuela, $3.78 a gallon average. And those that have a car that requires premium, what are you paying? I just throw that out there for you. Let's look at the 10-year treasury. We've talked about that one in the past. It's down a bit today, down seven basis points, it looks like, if I can even see. 10-year treasury now yielding 1.52. We'll see about 11 o'clock California time. There's going to be an auction of these treasuries. And when we see what happens with that auction, if it's a good auction, well, then the yield might go down, which means mortgage rates might drop a little bit. If it's a bad auction, well, guess what happens on the reciprocal right there. So we're going to be watching that for you. We watch that every day. See what else is going on in the world. There's fascinating stories out there all over. Let's see. First question. This one's just a question for you. Does anybody think Joe Biden has an idea of what his policies are doing to America? I watched an interview or a speech by President Biden the other day, and I'm not sure he had a whole lot of ideas of anything that was going on. And I don't relish in saying this. I was not a fan of President Biden. I didn't vote for President Biden. That's here nor there. I wish him well, right? You never want the pilot of the airplane to get ill or not be able to do his job, right? Think about that. So always want the president to do well. I know we didn't hear that for the last 4 years, but I say that right now proudly. But you just wonder, you had a problem solved along the border. Yeah, let's change that policy. We don't like the idea of having a problem solved. We had the Middle East, you know, on the right path. Let's change that policy. We don't like that one either. Obviously, they didn't have any dogs in the White House. Now they do, and they bite people. Oh, no, they sent the dogs home. Sorry about that. That's a new one. Those people don't even know that one. Moving right along. Hey, how about the shutdown? So we're right now at the one-year anniversary of the COVID-19 shutdowns. So we'll see what the president has to say about that. Viruses, the vaccines, I mean, going out for everybody. How about Alaska, right? Doesn't matter how old, how young, how sick, how well, you can go get a vaccine shot in Alaska now. It's open to everybody. Yeah, Calizuela. You know, we got to get in line behind some of the illegals. That's just the way it works in this state. Moving right along here. A lot of states, though, filing lawsuits. Remember all the lawsuits, you know, for the last 4 years, they were all filed in the Ninth Circuit in California. Well, now they're filed, their case count is down now, but lots of different states now are filing lawsuits over the president's executive orders, immigration policies, climate change policy. Well, I've told you before, climate change policy. You know what climate change policy is? I've shared that. I believe in climate change. It's happened for the last billion years, right? Climate change policy is simply a ruse to tax working people. That's all it is. It's a ruse to tax working people. Why? Because the wealthy, they went and bought a Tesla. They put solar panels on their roof. You know, us working fools, I've got an older car. I've got a newer car also, but the people that have older cars, right, they're not getting as good a gas mileage, so you have a gas tax. Gas prices up now in Calizuela, almost $4 a gallon. Do you think that the wealthy care? The working guy, the gal that's out there having to hustle every day, matters to them. Open up the pipeline, Mr. President. Start fracking more, Mr. President. Save some of these people. Moving right along. Hey, did you see this one? 1.95 million Calizuelans signed the petition to recall Gavin Newsom. Bernie Sanders, though, he wants his supporters to support the governor. Now, I know we're right in wanting to recall the guy. If Bernie Sanders is on the supporting list, yeah, you want to get rid of him. It's just pretty simple right there. Let's keep on moving right along. Hey, how about this one? Defunding the police. New Gallup, USA Today poll. They're about as left-leaning as you get at USA Today. 18% of the respondents support defunding the police. Now, they always like to say this, 18% support defunding. That means 82% don't want it. Do you think the politicians will listen? I doubt it. Let's see what else is going on in the world. There's not a whole lot right there. So we'll see the false claims in France, border surge. Did you see the... No, I know you didn't see the... For those of you that are like me that didn't watch the Oprah Winfrey interview of billionaire interviewing millionaires, right, and claiming oppression. Can I be oppressed, please? I mean, I've asked you to cancel me before, but if it means to be oppressed to become a billionaire or a millionaire, I think I'd sign up for that, wouldn't you? But hey, if you missed it on Sunday night, because they've got so much going on at CBS, they're going to play it again Friday night. See if nobody else wants to watch it. It did get some good ratings, but it's got a lot of interesting things going on right there. Hey, you know something? Did you see this one also? FBI is offering $100,000 for help in identifying the person that will put those pipe bombs out around the RNC and the DNC. Now think about this one. The FBI offers $100,000, and what's the Lady Gaga, I think it was, that offered $500,000 to get her dog. She didn't care about the guy that got shot. That was a different issue. But to get her dogs back, she offers $500,000, and the FBI offers $100,000. Is there some sort of equity in this place? I don't know where that comes from, but we're going to continue watching that one as well. Hey, President Trump back in the news. He's got a new political action committee, right? So he's going to be out there promoting the Republicans that he thinks can do the job the right way. Doesn't like the idea of rhinos like Paul Ryan going out there and using his likeness to try and raise money, especially when Paul Ryan says he's going to support Liz Cheney. And the president says, hey, you know something? He's supporting anybody but Cheney. That doesn't surprise anybody. Cheney wants to go to war. The president didn't like that idea. I digress. There's a lot going on in this world right now, but we're going to talk about real estate today. What do you think? Get into a little conversation about a hot real estate market. Do you really need to market your property, or is it just going to sell whether you market it or not? How about some exhibits to prove that this real estate market is nothing like 2006? All that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Real Estate Radio is hosted by local real estate and finance expert Ron Siegel. The purpose of this show is to help consumers understand what's really going on in our local real estate market. We're teaching you the why and the how-to, so you'll always be one step ahead of everyone else. Whether you need to sell your home for top dollar, refinance and save money, or even buy a bargain in Southern California, Ron Siegel can help. Call Ron directly at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Take advantage of speaking with Ron anytime you're entering a real estate transaction. Having someone who can answer all of your questions that truly cares about you and your family's best interest is priceless. Call Ron Siegel today and you'll be glad you did. 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or you can visit realestateradiowithron.com for more info.
Blue Water Credit Repair is the industry leader in fixing bad credit. Did you know a 40-point increase in your credit score can save you $40,000 on a home loan and $4,000 on a car loan? You deserve good credit and peace of mind. Take the first step today and go to BlueWaterCredit.com and register for a free consultation from one of their credit repair experts. That's BlueWaterCredit.com.
Dreaming of your retirement does not include losing your house. However, due to today's lower stock market, higher medical bills, and taxes, many retirees face this very problem. This is why it is necessary that you, as a baby boomer considering retirement within the next 10 years, understand reverse mortgages and what one could do for you or your parents. A reverse mortgage could make it possible for you or your parents to travel, buy a second home, or start a new business. For more information about reverse mortgages, just call our off-air number at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit realestateradiowithron.com and click the free workshop button.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call. Hey, the Dow Jones now down or up 389 points. NASDAQ up 57 points. The S&P 500 is up almost 30 points today. Looking good on that one. 10-year Treasury is down 2 basis points, and now it's 101, Math 101 with Ron Siegel Radio. So the mortgage-backed securities are saying that they're down 17 basis points. Generally, I would have one comment for that, but today I don't. Why? Well, a mortgage-backed security bond is a finite bond. It lasts 30 years. So every month, we've got to change that bond that we're dealing with because there's not 30 years left at the end of the month. Right. So now there's there would be 29 years, 11 months. So we need a 30 year for 30 years. Right. So we roll that over. When you roll it over, you have to balance out. And that balancing out on that coupon has a change in the bond price. So that's 16 basis points this month. Changes every month. So this month that was 16 basis points. So that tells us that the bond is basically flat today, not moving anywhere. So that's just the inside, the how you make the sausage, no one really cares. But you better make sure somebody's looking out for you for that. Mortgage Bankers Association released their mortgage application data for last week, showing that overall all application volume increased by 1.3%, purchases up 7%, but they're only up 2.4% from this time last year. Refinances down 5% last week for the first time in 2 years are now showing a year-over-year decline of 43%. I think that has anything to do with interest rates going up, even though they are very, very good. Interest rates are 31 basis points, roughly 3/8 lower than they were this time last year. Remember, the Mortgage Bankers Association is for last week and always includes a fraction of points. So you had to pay almost a half a point to get that rate from the Mortgage Bankers Association in their survey. Consumer Price Index measures inflation on the consumer level, rose by 0.4% in February. Year-over-year reading increased from 1.4 to 1.7. And remember, May or April, we're going to start seeing a dramatic increase in inflation. It's baked in. There's no question that it's going to happen. We've talked about that before. And I told you there's going to be a 10-year Treasury auction today, 10, 11 o'clock our time, somewhere in there. We're watching all of that for you. That's the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call again, 800-306-1990. Or you can just text, because I know, especially millennials, they don't use telephones anymore, other than with their thumbs. I mean, my age, I'm old. I remember, you know, you use your finger to rotate the dial. It goes back a day or two. Millennials, yeah, they use their thumbs as how they talk. I got three of them, so I understand that. But today what we're going to talk about a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, is real estate. And if you've watched the real estate market, there's a lot going on in the real estate market. And it seems like if you're looking to buy a house, it's tough. If you're looking to sell a house, it takes nothing to do it, right? I mean, and again, you better be careful, because if you do it wrong, it could cost you thousands, tens of thousands. So just because you can sell it doesn't mean you're going to get to the finish line without some legal issues. So be careful there. So today what we want to chat about is, how do you get the most? I mean, yesterday we talked a little bit on the sales side about how to get the most money for your property. But today, let's chat about it from another aspect. Is before you ever get to the sales side, before you get to the Simon's auction, what did we talk about yesterday? Right? You got to get great pictures. You got to get maybe a Matterport virtual tour. You've got to get that property ready to sell so that it looks tremendous. How do you do that? Well, you just have to call Kathleen because I don't know how to do it. Kathleen Garrido is in the house this morning. KG Interior Designs, welcome.
Thank you.
So you're talking, you know, some, for some reason, I don't think are we hearing Kathleen? Say hello. Say hello, Kathleen.
Hello.
Hey, I don't know why we're not hearing Kathleen. Are we, maybe we got to say hello again.
Hello.
Yeah, now we still certainly, well, let's, we're going to fix this on the fly. Let's see, why are we not hearing Kathleen? Is
testing.
Yeah.
Hello.
I don't know. Maybe we are here, Kathleen.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I got Verizon. Well, we gotta talk to, there we go. Talk to the side of that thing. There we go. I think we might be able to hear you.
All right.
Okay, so getting our properties ready to sell before the pictures.
And it's so critical. Like one of the best things we're doing now is we're getting in there a few hours before photos, because it's so hard for our sellers to manage to make sure it looks beautiful right before those photos. Sometimes they don't just get it right the way we had left it after we staged. So we get in a couple hours before the photos, get the place staged, whether it's an owner occupied or a vacant, and photos get filmed or shot like 3 hours after we get done, and the photos come out absolutely beautiful.
And we know that that's really where people are buying houses right now.
Correct.
Right, is from the photos.
Exactly, before they even get into the home. Sometimes they're even making offers without physically going into the house.
And I hear a lot of people wanting to do that right now, especially in COVID. Do you think it's going to change after COVID? Is it going to go back to the way it was, or do you think it's going to stay the same?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to – I mean, I think that the most people – the millennials, I think, are going to continue looking online.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the answer is doesn't matter.
Right,
because if we go back to an in-person, we need to make it look beautiful.
Right.
And if we're doing it on just with photos, it needs to look beautiful.
Right.
So what difference does it make?
It doesn't. And I think photos and the Matterport are so important. I love the Matterport, but if the home doesn't look pristine and beautiful, they can actually just take that Matterport right to the closest wall and look at every little detail of that wall.
Really?
So you have to be super careful. You know, people loved it when it first came out, but then I saw homes that didn't look very good and enticing. So basically when they looked at Matterport, they kind of looked at it you know, for a couple of minutes, and then they went off the Matterport just because it wasn't enticing. The house didn't look good. It wasn't decluttered. So if you're
going to explain decluttering.
Decluttering is taking away all of your personal items, things that you cherish, you know, such as if you collect things from baseball, football, taking all those things down and really maximizing the potential of the home, showing the upgrades of the home versus the clutter. I mean, all of you right now, we could go on the MLS and take a look at photos, and all I see is stuff and not what I'm really going to purchase the home.
Do you want it to be, you know, not vacant, but look empty? Or do you want it to, or is there a happy medium between clutter and, you know, sterile?
Correct, because people will go to the other extreme and they'll declutter everything and then there's no emotion in it. Like when I walk into a house that's completely decluttered but doesn't have beautiful accessories and pillows and art, just like a model home. Think about the model home. We fall in love with every model home we see because it just feels really good. And so it's just really making sure that, okay, once you get the decluttering done, what does the house look like? Do I have pops of color? Because you want to make sure that now, if I'm physically not going into a home, I have to have that emotional connection off of via, you know, the MLS, looking at photos, looking at a Matterport. I have to fall in love with it that way.
Do you have to stage a property different if it's going to be, you know, in today's environment versus, you know, for video or photography versus staging it for in-person showings? Is there a difference in the staging?
No, it never has been. The way I staged 15 years ago is the same way I staged today. It's very detailed. It looks beautiful. The furniture's to scale, meaning that it's not oversized. It's not undersized in a big home.
That's a fascinating comment that you make there, because obviously if you're an oversized individual like me, right, you want oversized chairs and things like that. Mm-hmm. So you're suggesting that that's probably not the best option.
Not in a small space. Okay. You want to kind of show, like model homes, you know, we all maybe have bought once in a while a new home, right? We get our furniture into the new home because we saw the model and it's like, why doesn't my furniture fit? Because what they put in the model is to scale and it might be a little bit smaller, showing that space looking larger. And it's not until you get into it, if you didn't do the measurements, it's not until you get into it with your physical stuff saying, wow, it's really tight in here. It doesn't fit well. Or my furniture looks so tiny in here. Why is that?
So you get the builders are going to use a chair that's made for a 100-pound person when the average person weighs 150 or 200 pounds.
Right. Yeah.
And that way that makes it, that gives the appearance. And so basically, if I'm thinking correctly, a Matterport is going to give you the dimensions actually, right? So you can actually see, I mean, how do I know if what I'm seeing is more of an illusion than reality? How can I tell that based on the property that's the way it's staged if I buy without being there physically?
So that's where you're probably going to have to get some kind of floor plan.
Okay.
Request a floor plan with measurements on it so you can take a look and actually see the dimensions of it.
Okay.
Matterport, I don't think, provides you with the measurements. But the cool thing about the Matterport is they have a dollhouse view. So I can actually, if it's a two-story home, I can see how that all lays out on each plan and the plans together. So plan the first floor and the second floor. I can see how that lays out. I can see how the first floor lays out. It's a pretty cool concept because you can see the house for what it is, but you just don't have the measurements on it.
Gotcha.
So I would request measurements, you know, just to make sure, because so many different lenses they use in photography,
right,
and stuff. There's a lot of the staging.
Heck, I got a camera here that makes me look smart, right? I mean, it's an illusion.
I love it.
We're going to continue our conversation with Kathleen Garrido when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. We've got a featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net and some exhibits proving this is nothing like the real estate environment of 2007, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, no longer on Twitter @ronsiegel, and if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Hi, we're here with Ron Siegel, the host of Real Estate Radio. Ron, welcome to the studio. Give us insight as to what your show is all about.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me. Thanks for asking me that question. The reason we developed Real Estate Radio is right now there is an abundance of misinformation out there. So Real Estate Radio is a show designed to give Southern California a focal point for their real estate knowledge, as well as a place to go just in case they might need anything real estate related.
So how are you helping people?
That's actually pretty simple. People need advice. So it really doesn't matter who you are. If you have any real estate questions, we're here to help. Whether you're buying a home, selling, you're experiencing a loan modification, short sale, foreclosure, there are a lot of things going on in this marketplace.
How can people get a hold of you?
Real easy. All you have to do is call. The number is 1-800-306-1990, press option 1.
Interesting times in the market right now. Where do you think the markets are going from here?
That's a great question. All I can say is this. The housing market came down one house at a time, and what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to build it one house, one family at a time. So the best thing that anyone can do is access the free advice that we really want to give you. And to do that, you simply need to call me. The number is 1-800-306-1990, option 1. I'd really love to help.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564. store.
Are you paying rent because you think you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you renting because you don't believe that you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? The Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com, licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed rate below 3.5% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $300,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,300 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L, LendingTeam.com. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed to NMLS ID 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text SLT Home Digest to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. The digest complimentary of Ron Siegel Radio. And hey, it's going to tell you exactly what the market believes about your property, what the county recorder knows about your property. And again, monthly email compliments of Ron Siegel Radio. So a lot of people, especially the millennials, we talk to them all the time. And there's a big concern. Hey, are we going to go back to another 2009, 2010 after the rapid sales we saw in 2006, 2007. Well, I've got some data for you. Last March, many involved in the residential housing industry feared the market would be crushed under the pressure of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. Instead, real estate had one of its best years ever. Home sales and prices were both up substantially over the year before. 2020 was so strong that many now fear the market's exuberance mirrors that of the last housing boom. And as a result, we're now headed for another crash. However, there are many reasons this real estate market is nothing like the 2008. And if you're a regular listener of Ron Siegel Radio, you know all these things, right? Because
you know better than that.
We've talked about many of them, but I want to show you some real tight data here. Mortgage standards are nothing like they were back then. If you were around in 2006, 2005, 2007, I'm a bit old, right? You had a two-step loan process. It was really simple, right? Can you fog a mirror? That was first step. And if the answer is yes, you definitely get a loan. If the answer is no, you might get a loan, right? Either way, it wasn't a big deal, right? So it didn't take anything. During the housing bubble, absolutely not difficult to get a mortgage. Today, tough to qualify. Recently, the Urban Institute released their latest Housing Credit Availability Index, easy for me to say, which measures the percentage of owner-occupied home purchase loans that are likely to default, that is, go unpaid for more than 90 days past their due dates. A lower HCA, that index, indicates that lenders are unwilling to tolerate defaults and are imposing tighter lending standards, making it harder to get a loan. Higher HCAI indicates that lenders are willing to tolerate defaults and are taking more risk. The index shows that lenders were comfortable taking on high risk levels. That was during 2004 to 2006 boom. It also reveals that today the index is under 5%, which is the lowest it's been since the introduction of the index. So I'm going to show you, if you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of our socials, or on the AM 1490 KMET ABC News and Talk video feed, you get to see Show and Tell with Ron, right? So I'm going to show you the charts of some of these different things so you can see exactly what I am talking about. So the default risk, you can see how low it is. Prices, aren't soaring out of control. And I'm going to show you a graph on that one that basically shows home appreciation over the last 4 years compared to the 4 years leading up to the height of the housing bubble. Though prices appreciation was quite strong last year, it's nowhere near the rise in prices that preceded the crash. So you see that right on that chart. Stark difference between those two periods of time. Normal appreciation, 3.8%. So while current appreciation is higher than the historic norm, certainly not accelerating out of control as it did in the 2000s. Nothing like last time. We don't have a surplus of homes on the market. We have a shortage. The month supply of inventory needed to sustain a normal real estate market is approximately 6 months. Anything more than that, an overabundance will cause prices to depreciate. Anything less, this shortage, and will lead to continued appreciation. So I'm showing you that graph to give you an idea there. I'm a visual guy, right? I can't read. New construction isn't making up the difference in inventory needed. Some may think new construction is filling the void. However, if we compare today to right before the housing crash, we can see that an overabundance of newly built homes was a major challenge then. It is not now. Houses aren't becoming too expensive to buy. The affordability formula, three components: price, wages earned by the purchaser, and mortgage rates available at the time. 15 years ago, prices were high, wages were low, mortgage rates were over 6%. Today, prices are still high. Wages, however, have increased, and the mortgage rate at around 3%. That means the average homeowner pays less of their monthly income toward their mortgage than they did back then. So got the chart for you for that. Pretty good on charts today, aren't we? So, and we got one more for you, I believe there is. People are equity rich, right? So people have equity in their properties. Why would you let your house go to foreclosure or a short sale if you've got equity, right? So now we've got so many people with so much equity in their properties. If they want to get out of the property, you just sell it. You don't give it back to the bank. So if you're thinking about any of these things, give me a call, 800-306-1990. There is a good time to buy. It's a good time, better time to sell. But get in the game, especially if you're a millennial, right? Get in the game. That's what it's all about. Get started. And even if you don't have any money, call me, 800-306-1990. We may have a down payment assistance program that works for you. That's a real-time real estate segment brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Getting back to our conversation, Kathleen Garrido is with us talking about getting your house ready to sell. Although, Kathleen, people can call you even if they just bought a house. They can call you and help get it ready and perfect for mama to move in.
Oh, absolutely. If they have minor repairs or remodel that they want to do before they move in, we usually get in there. Sometimes we're there when the moving truck arrives so that we can help placement of furniture, get some artwork up real fast so that at least their first night in their home, they don't feel like they're amongst a ton of boxes and that they can't be comfortable in that first night. So
that's pretty interesting because, you might know this better than me, and I don't know. It's, you know, you constantly hear people getting their house ready for sale, mm-hmm. right? So they'll put a coat of paint on, and they put in new carpeting, and, you know, might do some landscaping and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And I know every house I've bought, my wife has decided that wasn't what was right. It could be brand new carpet, but that wasn't what she wanted.
Right.
Right. So the first thing we have to do is get new carpet, new paint, and right after it's already done. Is that common?
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, if you have a professional helping you, like I work in design as well, so I know the hot colors. We'll make sure we put those nice colors in the home. We will put affordable carpet in there, so if it's replaced, I just don't want the expense of the seller to have to put in high-end carpeting when that could also be ripped out. So
sure.
We put something cost effective that really shows the bones of the home and really makes the house feel fresh. So
she made a comment there that a couple of comments that we've kind of glossed over.
Okay.
So if I bought a house a year ago and I sell it today, the staging may be completely, I mean, I have pictures of what I saw last year, so I can just go to the store and buy all that same stuff. Uh-huh. But if I heard you right, I mean, things change and you get the color of the day or color of the year.
Styles change. You got to look at your demographics. Who are your clients walking in the home with the way you stage? When I stage a property, I don't just throw something in there. I look at the style of the home. I look at who the buyers are in the area so that anybody walking in can have that emotional connection immediately with the home, whether they come and visit the home to see it or they're they're online looking at the MLS.
And you've said this a couple of times, and it's something that a lot of people don't recognize, I believe, is the emotions, right? You're really looking to touch somebody's emotions as much as their intellect.
Oh, yeah. I know for myself, I've owned 4 homes. When I walk in, I'm like, this is it. You know, regardless of maybe potential, maybe I need to remodel a couple of bathrooms, but I fell in love with it. And I felt that emotional connection. I love to entertain. I love having family over. I could see them in that house. That's how we want to connect the buyers to the property.
Is that a gender specific trait? Because I look at it and say, you know, number one, I don't get a vote about the house, right? My wife is the only one that gets a vote. I can say we can afford it or can't afford it, but
right. She's
the one that, you know, the kitchen's right for her to me. As long as I can put my foot up on the coffee table, I'm happy.
Right. You might be looking at the garage. You might be looking at where.
What do you do with that?
I don't know.
As long as I've got a button there to push my car, I don't know how to use anything out there.
But some other guys will look. If they're football guys on the weekends, they want an 85-inch TV. It's like, where can I put that television?
Okay.
If I'm having the guys over.
So I've said many times I'm odd, right?
I mean, it's okay.
No, I was just curious because, I mean, you look at it and say, to me, I don't get emotional about a piece of property.
And some people don't.
Really?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, some people will just go in, a house is a house. To me, a house is a home. It's what can it be? Because I work so many hours, just like everybody else. You know, we have kids and all of that. We want to come home and this has to be our peaceful place. This is the place of rest and it has to feel good. For some people, just basic, minimal, no upgrades. I mean, it's just how you live in your home.
So is ego part of the emotions?
I don't think so. I don't think ego is. I just think it's what you're used to and how you live.
Because some people, I mean, I'll be the first to admit, I want a big house,
mm-hmm.
right? And I don't need a big house. All I need is a roof over my head. So the rest of it's for ego.
Right.
Is that common or is that not common?
I guess maybe it is then, if you're talking about ego that way. Yeah. Because some people just want that big, big house where others want to downsize and have smaller homes.
It's right.
Depends on that emotion.
Yeah, so it is getting back to emotion, even though it's a different expression of the
mm-hmm.
emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now, during the break, you mentioned something and I'd never heard of it, which is not abnormal. You know, I'm a simple guy.
Uh-oh.
Virtual staging?
So we do not do it. I've asked because I wanted feedback on it. I know it's
what is it?
Basically, I can look on the MLS. I know
multiple listing service. That's where the agents put their information.
And I can see a house and I can see where it almost looks like a cartoon, like a color form. Remember how you used to put color forms on?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's kind of like that. And they put furniture in there. So it makes it look like furniture, but you kind of look at it and it looks kind of cartoonish. It's a cost-effective way of doing it. But as I survey buyers walking into the house, they're seeing something totally different. So what
bait and switch.
Exactly. The furniture is not there. So again, they might say, oh, this looks really great and I feel really good. But when they physically go in for that final walkthrough or whatever it is, there's like a disconnect. They're like, why does that look different? So it's a cost-effective way that I know realtors are using to promote the home if they don't have a budget as far as the staging part of it.
So would we have to leave our staging set up through the close of escrow?
Yeah. Yes. I leave it all the way till contingencies are dropped. Then we know 100% that home is sold. You never want to move anything out quick. I have clients that call me up so excited that they got multiple offers. They're getting ready to go into escrow. Hurry up and move your stuff. And the next call I make is right to the realtor saying, okay, she just called me. And he's like, no, we need to wait a little bit more. And so I never pull it out until we know.
Yeah, I was wondering because you made a comment about it not being there when they do the final walkthrough. That's pretty much at the end.
I like when it's there for the final walkthrough.
Okay.
You see more. You see more once everything's gone.
That's a good point, right? I mean, not that we're trying to mislead anybody or hide anything.
No, but you see everything for what it is.
Yeah, and you might say that room looked bigger with the furniture in there, and or smaller or whatever.
Or blemishes. There's blemishes that they didn't see.
Sure. That's why I got so much makeup. You know, I digress. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we've got that featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. More with Kathleen Garrido. You can reach me anytime. Off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation mortgage adoption plan. You be the judge if it's right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to map@ronsiegelradio.com or call today Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporation and MLS 217037 and DCALBRE number 01869452.
Are you paying rent because you cannot afford to live in your dream home? Are you paying rent because you don't believe you have the down payment funds to purchase your own home? At Siegel Lending Team at RonIsMyLender.com has up to $25,000 to help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. Contact the Siegel Lending Team today at RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037. RonIsMyLender.com.
Do you believe Southern California real estate is a great investment? Are you a little short to be a cash investor? Are you missing the Social Security card or tax returns? The Siegel Lending Team has the loans for you. Common Sense Lending is back. Yes, there's a cost to higher risk, but the reward can be great. Call today for details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations. NMLS 217037 and DRE number 1869452.
Are you currently renting?
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the featured home segment today being brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. Who's got the property? Where is it? I think it's probably somewhere in California. And you probably knew that already, right? That's because that's where I sit here today, is right here in Southern Calizuela. But we got to find the property that we want to talk to you about. See who's got it. It's Jim Salem's property today. Yeah, Jim's over there at First Team. How about 24140 Rancho Santa Ana Road, Yorba Linda. 4 bedrooms, 3 full bathrooms, beautiful, spacious Yorba Linda home. Again, 4 bedrooms plus a loft or an office, 3 full bathrooms, including a main floor bedroom and bath, hills view. Gorgeous wood floors extend through the main floor, decorator paint and carpet, dramatic designer lighting and recessed LED lights, easy for me to say, white plantation shutters, upgraded base molding, living room, dining room with volume ceilings, family room features a fireplace and built-in spacious kitchen with stainless refrigerator. I like refrigerators. Double oven, breakfast nook, large main bedroom with hills view. All of that can be yours if the price is right. Well, of course it's right because it's Jim's property, $938,800. Let's look at a little financing on this property. How about 10% down, $37.95 a month, principal and interest. Put 20% down, $33.20 a month, principal and interest, 30 years, 25% down, strategic. Remember, I tell you, strategy beats rate always. So if you use that correct strategy on that one, think about this concept because you get a better price potentially. because you're down, your monthly payment is $29.21 a month that way. Think about that. Now, for those of you keeping score, and yes, I know there are some keeping score, that would be a 3.72 APR, 3.423 APR, and a 3.083 APR NMLS 217037. I can almost get that out as quick as some of those guys on TV do that, right? But again, that's the featured home brought to you by MyFavoriteLender.net. If you want more information about this or any property, Jim Salem is the man. Give me a call at 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with Jim. We're going to continue our conversation. Kathleen Garrido is in the house. We are chatting about properties. We're chatting about staging presentation. Hey, it's amazing where certain areas people don't think about presentation, and it amazes me why they don't think about it. And you think about everything that we do in our lives. You know, you go to a car dealer, why do they have the cars laid out the way they are? When you go to the mall and they've got the mannequins in the window, they're laid out the way they are. You go to the Apple store and they have their things laid out the way it is, you know, to go to a restaurant, whatever. And then you say, my biggest asset, I'm just going to sell it as is. And I don't have to get it ready and I don't have to market it and I don't have to do anything. Does that make any sense to anybody? Am I the only one that says, you know something? No logic there. So one of the ways of getting your property ready is goes all the way back. I mean, Kathleen, do you talk to people before they get to a real estate agent?
Sometimes I do. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometimes it's like months before because they're thinking about it for the following year.
Yeah. And it would make sense because if we want to get ready, I mean, when they go heck, to 5 years in advance, they're dealing with cars, right? What's that car going to look like? Right.
And a lot of my design clients too might be on a 5-year plan in the house that they're currently living in. They want to make it really nice, but we're also thinking about resale. So we're prepping that maybe 5 years out, you know, thinking ahead. So it's extremely.
How do you know the right colors then?
Pretty neutral.
Okay.
We're not going to go crazy with reds and purples and stuff like that. But something pretty neutral, we should be spot on as long as it's in good shape. You know, the paint is in good condition.
So during the break, we were chatting a little bit about the concept of cost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talk a lot about the idea on the broadcast. If you're ultra, ultra wealthy,
mm-hmm.
the ultra wealthy go to a financial advisor's that are the highest priced advisors in the world,
mm-hmm.
right? If you've got $5 million, $10 million, $20 million, you might want to put it into a hedge fund. And a hedge fund charges 3% management fee and 20% of the profit.
Mm-hmm.
And those people have no problem spending that money.
Right.
And then you come and you look at my, and now we bring it and scale it down to us average folk.
Uh-huh.
And we look and say, we want to worry about, you know, the cost of staging. And I have no clue what it costs. It doesn't matter. But we don't think about what the return on that investment is.
And it's such a great point. And you have to understand, like, the labor and the thought process going into it. You know, my thing is it's a lot more than just throwing stuff into a home. You know, it's having your license. It's being insured. It's protecting the homeowner as well. And then making sure whatever we do is going to add a ton of value within for their home to sell.
Sure. Because, you know, I don't think anybody's gonna disagree mm-hmm. that it's not very difficult to sell a house right now.
Oh, not at all. But are we getting the maximum price?
That's the issue.
It's the return. And like you said, you know, for myself too, this is my nest egg. This is like my investment. This is my retirement.
Sure.
So I want to make sure that I get the best value and return for it. And why wouldn't you do anywhere between, let's say, $1,500 and $4,000 or $5,000 in an investment to make your home look pristine and get $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 more than asking price?
Well, I'm a simple guy, mm-hmm. right? And you came up with some numbers there, and it doesn't matter what the numbers are, $1,500 to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And we know in Orange County right now, the median home price is $829,000.
Right.
Is it outrageous for me to think that I can add 5% by marketing my home properly?
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
So how many times would you trade $5,000 for $40,000? Just yeah. just a thought, right? Mm-hmm. I think I would be willing to go to the bank right now and grab $50, $100 bills and trade it for $40,000 all day long.
And I think, and that's a good point, because when we have sellers that don't understand the mathematics, all they're seeing is 4,000. But when we break it down into bite sizes and show the return and show that we're adding more equity for them, you know, it's a win-win. They're going to say yes. But if we just say, oh, it's 5,000, it's priced really high, they're not going to do it. They need to know what the value is. It's like when I have to deliver a $300,000 kitchen to a client, if I don't explain every, you know, appliance I'm putting in there and materials, and they understand the value of that 300,000, they're not going to go for it. And it's the same, that's such a minimal cost for their nest egg, for their big investment.
And I don't think 5%, I mean, you hear about that all the time right now, especially. I mean, if you were listening to our broadcast yesterday, now, Simon was selling properties 30% above what the asking price was. Mm-hmm. You know, and you got to get them. You got to get them marketed the right way. You got to get them out there so people can see it in its best light.
Right, right. And you only get one shot, so don't say you're going to try it for 5 days and then maybe I'll go and do it. You got to do it as soon as it goes live.
Yeah, you never get a second chance for that first impression.
Never.
If you want to meet Kathleen Garrido, give me a call, 800-306-1990. Be happy to put you in touch with her. Does a great job in Southern California getting properties ready to sell, interior design, and maybe there's some more things on the horizon that we'll talk about. Who knows? But you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, again, set that first radio preset button to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John and Sean, who are engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.